My God, Golish is unstoppable. Welcome in to the Barn Social Hour. Happy Hump Day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me, with the shades on his cap, with the Bass Pro Shop hat on, Graham McLean. And Graham,
if you notice, I'm wearing the same thing every day. It's basically true. I wear this shirt. Well, I have multiple of these shirts. It's my work shirt.
Yeah,
I have like four different color Bass Pro hats and these sunglasses every day.
Is that tan or is that kind of like a almost like a silk gold look?
This color?
Yeah, the hat. Yeah,
it's peach.
It's peach. I like that. It's a good color. But outside of Bass Pro Shop hats, Auburn landed another recruit. Guys, Golish is on a heater. I'll throw it to Graham to kind of give you the info on this guy. But, y'all, I think as of now, we're in the – on some metrics, we're in the top 10. Like, we broke
247 has us at number 8. Well, they did earlier. It looks like we're at number 12 now.
Well, still, you know. We'll take it.
At one
we'll
point earlier it. Today, we were at.
Yeah, but go ahead and hit us with this guy's info because I'm excited. Again, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm too. His name is Ryan Jackson, from guess what? None other than he's a defensive guy. He plays edge. He's 6'4", 218, which you love that. That's awesome.
Lovely.
And guess where he's from? None other than the state of Maryland. Once again, Auburn is feeding into that Maryland pipeline with DJ Durkin, having connections up there. He's from Annapolis, Maryland, goes to Annapolis High School. 4-star. He's a top 50 player. He's a top 50 edge in the country. Mm-hmm. He's 33, top 7 player in Maryland. Just overall, a guy you want on your team. You know, Florida wanted him, Duke wanted him. Obviously, you know, it came down to between us and Virginia Tech. We'll talk about that in a minute, but we clearly won it, and he will be a Tiger.
Dude, I'm amped. The defensive room for 2027 is just when I think, okay, we've got a stacked room. You know, maybe we'll focus more on offense, and I think we are. But as far as the defensive side of the ball goes, holy cow, dude, they're on a freaking heater, and I'm not mad at it at all. Especially for they're addressing, obviously the offensive line is one thing, but defensive line, I feel like with Keldrick Faulk going to the draft and being drafted by the Titans, that is going to be a position that's going to be very, I'm not going to say like sought after to be like the immediate starter, but a spot they're trying to fill to have that amount of talent at. And this is one of those guys that can do that. I'm fully confident of that. 6'2", 218, he will definitely have a little bit more room to grow before I think he sees some playing time. But this was a huge get. And
this could be like the heir to you know, Jared Smith, you know, mm-hmm. who was kind of sought after to really – we really want to see a big step up this year. Kind of the guy that was coming after Keldrick to see, you know, if he could be the guy. And ultimately, I think, you know, especially after seeing A-Day, I think that's true. I think Jared Smith could be the guy. And then Ryan Jackson could come in after, you know, Jared Smith and then be the guy behind him. So Auburn's consistently the last couple of years been pretty good edge, having guys like Keldrick, Kieron, and then now Jared Smith and hopefully Deshaun Womack. We'll see what happens there with all that stuff that
happened a
couple days ago. And then, yeah. This adding Ryan Jackson to this team.
Yeah, and there's been a video put out or a clip from his commitment today.
He tricked us, that's for sure.
Yeah, Graham. I thought Graham was gonna have to be checked into freaking like a psych ward or something. Like he was freaking out, which he got everybody, including me, when I was watching. I was like, that's an interesting choice. And then
I was like, bro, did he really just pick Virginia Tech? Are you kidding me?
I know. But if you watch the video, and for those that are listening, you'll be able to hear the reactions, but you'll hear, you know, Virginia Tech, and then, like people just lose their mind. So if we, you got that?
My commitment to Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
describe that is he has like a sweatshirt on, pulls off the sweatshirt. Wait, grabs the Virginia Tech hat, says, I'm going to Virginia Tech, puts the Virginia Tech on, pulls off sweatshirt. He's got a Virginia Tech shirt on underneath the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh. And then like a second later, he takes off the Virginia Tech t-shirt with an Auburn shirt underneath it, grabs the Auburn hat, puts the Auburn hat on, and he's like, I'm going to Auburn. And then his teammates go, oh, even crazier. Because
yeah, and
Tech, let's just be honest, they're more excited that he's going to an SEC school.
Yeah. What was really crazy too is, and if you watch the full clip from the commitment stream, his teammates went and celebrated with him, and I mean like swarm his family at that table. It is so cool to see. Looks like he has a great support system where he's coming from, which is huge for a player like that. So it's really cool to see that, and I really like the creativity there. But it just makes me laugh when he puts on that Virginia Tech hat and that pulls off that you know, the shirt to show Virginia Tech. You hear that one guy go, whoa, you good, by the way?
My chair just dropped. I was messing with my foot, and then I hit the lever. Sorry about that, guys.
For those that can't see what's going on, Graham just dropped like an inch on my screen. I'm like, what just happened to you? Man, but yeah, that was really cool to see.
It reminded me of Perry Thompson's commitment video a couple years ago where he – you know, he was originally committed to Bama for the longest time, and we flipped him on signing day or whatever. And we flipped him before signing day, but on signing day, he picked up the Bama hat, put it on, and was like, nah, I threw it. And put it on.
Yeah, the creativity.
Minnesota.
And I know it's like a thing to do that with like signings and everything. Like,
it's even so much of a thing that they have it in the college football game.
Yeah, where you like fake picking up the hats and everything, and like whenever you put your hand over one and then you like fake, everyone's like, oh, you know, type of thing. Oh, and then, you know, but it just made me laugh that one guy in his video, whenever you see the Virginia Tech gear put on, you hear him go, whoa, what?
He's like, almost like what you told me earlier.
Someone was like, whoa, brother, wait a minute, wrong orange. What?
That's Hayes Foster in the back of the room. He's like, wait, what?
Oh man, that's so good. And I love the creativity for signings. I know like it's become a thing where, and it's, I know some people don't like it, which if you don't like it, you don't have a soul. But the whole
this is the kids' moment. Like, let them
have fun. Yeah, let them live. It just sounds like jealousy at that point if you don't, you know, like what they got going on. But like, it's really cool to see that.
Receiving into that, where like, for example, for us, Naeem offered, that comes to mind immediately when I think of this. He, you know, that whole commitment was crazy. But like the whole, they had the screen come down, a video of Oregon play, the screen goes up, and he had an Auburn hat on, and they chucked the Auburn hat, committed to Oregon. So it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, it's the kid's moment. Let him have it.
Good luck to him, because Auburn owns Oregon and literally everything. We beat them in national title, beat them in a kickoff game. We own them and everything. It's just not even funny. But, yeah, other than that, that was really cool to see. I'm really happy we got him and added him to an already loaded defensive room, specifically the defensive line. I feel like our edge rushers are going to be freaking ridiculous in this recruiting class.
On three has 11 overall, by the way, in recruiting.
Okay.
So 247 has 12, on three at 11. So we're right outside the top 10.
Yeah, we were at 10 earlier, and then they moved us down. I don't know. Maybe, you know, there's been more shifts elsewhere, I'm sure. But that'll fluctuate. But the fact that we're literally knocking on the door, if not kind of have 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the top 10, is really good and really cool to see with Golish's first year at the helm as the head football coach at Auburn. So really cool to see that. But you know what else is really cool to see? AUShirts.com. That's what's really cool. Go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of your options on your screen there. If you're listening, you have some Barning Hard shirts. You have FE. You got the Boog. You got the C5 hoodies. You got the Boog hat. And there's other options on AUShirts.com as well. We add new styles weekly. The Social Hour merch is coming, I promise. But in the meantime, if you buy anything from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, The Barn, Kyle, Zach, Daryl, whoever, all of the above, and let us know that you got a shirt from AUShirts.com. Show us that you're supporting. Show us you're repping The Barn wherever you go. and we love to shout you out on the show. Please let us know that you're wearing something from AUShirts.com. It'd really be really cool to see that, especially like with the upcoming games. If you're going to Atlanta and you're wearing a book shirt or a hat, let us know. Tag us. We'd love to see it and shout you out. So, again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
You also go to buyauburn.com today and check out the massive index of Auburn-run and owned businesses that are run by Auburn fans all over the country. If you're an Auburn fan and you want to support each other, support the Auburn family, buyauburn.com is a great place to go to do that. Or, you know, if you're a massive Auburn fan and you own your own business or company, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up to get your company on the index. Let's just keep growing this index, make it as big as possible so that we can all support each other whenever and wherever we can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta, like Punter just said, for the Baylor game, go to buyauburn.com, see if there's anything in the area that you can check out, that you can buy, that you can support. Or if you're in Auburn, or if you're in Birmingham, where it doesn't matter where you are, check it out. See if there's anything local that you can support. And let's just keep growing this index. So go to buyauburn.com today to check it out or to sign up.
Yeah, another really cool thing, speaking of local businesses, was the event that was held in Jordan-Hare Stadium yesterday. The friendly, I guess the FIFA friendly, or was it just friendly?
Yeah, it was World Cup friendly.
Yeah, World FIFA. Cup friendly. Argentina and Iceland. Really cool to see just that, you know, sport culture kind of blend into SEC culture. I know they already played a game at Kyle Field at Texas A&M, but I feel like the overall consensus is, yeah, I think the overall consensus is the Auburn venue was better based off what you can see on social media and what the announcers were saying last night on the broadcast. That it was very well received. The atmosphere around the stadium and some of the local restaurants and hotels, everyone was saying that it was great. I had friends that were, you know, doing news reports there said that Auburn was busy, all caps. I had friends that were there saying it was busy. The line for Toomer's Lemonade was almost out in the street. It was nuts. And the guy that we mentioned yesterday, Freddie, the German. So, Graham mentioned him briefly yesterday. His tweets, you guys, if you do not keep up with his tweets during the game, you were missing out. He had some hilarious tweets yesterday. At one point, he said millions. Yeah, he had a tweet that made me laugh. Like, he had several, but the one that made me laugh was during the Eagle flight when he said, there's a literal eagle flying around the stadium. And then he was like, he said, I'm having the most European mind cannot comprehend moment right now, and I'm not mad at it at all.
He said he had a friend that said, I need you to pinch me 5 times, and I still don't think this is real.
But it was really cool to see that. He also had one saying that he's been to a lot of stadium venues in his life, and Auburn is in his top 10 as far as like places.
He said it was one of the coolest.
One of the coolest, but he had something about top 10 or top 5 or something like it was in his top choices of like one of his favorite places he's been. And that's really cool to see that, especially considering that overseas football, if you will, soccer over here football. In the States, football over in overseas in Europe, you name it. That is their SEC. That is their college football. That is their bread and butter. I think that culture of Argentina and Iceland and just the World Cup in general, the passion of that fan base bled into SEC country last night perfectly. I think they relate to us in a perfect way. And this is a conversation for another show, but it was brought up by the broadcasters last night. It was brought up by the sideline reporter that they had last night. And among everyone on social media, and I get that there's fans in these cities that they're hosting the World Cup in the United States. Okay, there's soccer fans everywhere. I'm not trying to say there's not. But in terms of passionate crowds, instead of having them in NFL stadiums, why not have them in places like Auburn, like Tuscaloosa, like Baton Rouge, like Oklahoma, like Texas? Like, just think about that, how crazy that is.
So I have an agreement to that argument and the counter to that argument. So the agreement is absolutely college stadiums would be a legendary thing. About college stadiums is that they cram as many people as possible in a smaller amount of space. Like Jordan-Hare as a stadium itself is not bigger than most NFL stadiums, yet it holds 10,000 to 20,000 more people than some of them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like physically, they're not bigger. And so I think that in itself is makes for a great atmosphere. And I think that's why college atmospheres are better than NFL, because you're cramming 89,000 people on top of each other in this stadium. It's going to be loud. It's going to be rowdy. Everyone's going to go crazy. But when you go to look at, like, it's bench seats. You're sitting on a bench. It's not, but you can go to NFL stadiums, it's individual seats. Everyone has their individual seat.
Right.
You know, you have your own seat, your armrest, all that stuff. No, non-college. They just cram you in and be like, go crazy. So, yeah, I see that aspect. Like, that would be so electric to have. Now, the only downside of that is logistics of, like, hotels and staying like that. You couldn't host, you know, these games in just college. Now, there are some big cities that do have college. Like Austin, Texas, for example, has the University of Texas. That's a big city. But then you have Auburn or Tuscaloosa or these SEC, you know, towns that aren't Oxford, who aren't big cities. They could not support having that many people come into their city, you know, like at one. Like it just logistically wouldn't work, but I wish it could. Like I wish, because I do think the atmosphere would be unbelievable if it was played inside college football stadiums. I mean, literally like last night, just like seeing videos, they did swag surf, which was electric. They did the wave, which one of my friends was there texting me saying that was the greatest wave they've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like it just the vibes are up, the atmosphere is up. Also, real quick, this is on a kind of a side note. I was just thinking about it. I want to give a massive shout out to the Auburn's grounds crew.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, I've never seen Auburn flood like it had yesterday during that monsoon. I saw videos and stuff of like places I've like driven on. Like I've seen really heavy rain in Auburn and I've never seen that. And so that crew within a span of 2 hours got a field that was completely quite literally flooded and dried it up to where it on TV, it looked completely playable. Wasn't even that wet. So
yeah, you can't even tell it rained. You couldn't even like,
yeah, and there was a couple little like muddy spots where they warmed up, but that was it. Like it looked great. And I was blown away by them and their efforts.
And too, and it's a known thing by everybody. At least if you pay attention to Auburn, Jordan Hare has a great draining system for situations like that.
I don't realize. So some fields are, you know, they're straight. Jordan Hare is at a little bit of an angle. A lot of grass fields are nowadays, so it can drain water off.
Yeah, it's a cool. They did a good job designing that whenever they came up with that plan for the new drainage system, and it has helped with, you know, whenever there has been I'm not going to say rainouts, but weather delays. Whenever teams come back out there and warm up, you can't even tell a difference for the most part. Yeah, there's still going to be some slippage. I mean, that's, you know, that's going to happen. It's grass. It's just, it's a part of the elements, part of life.
From like a flooded Jordan Hare, like their parts of the tunnels were flooded, the seats were flooding, like the field, like quite they had massive puddles on it, to being a dry field was mad impressive.
Yeah, but the moment of, to me, the whole event was after, I guess, what do they call it, halftime? Do they still call it halftime in soccer? After halftime, Lionel Messi got some minutes. If you don't know who Lionel Messi is, if you've been living under a rock, he is quite literally the most famous soccer player in the world next to Ronaldo. If not, you know, but to me, he is.
I'd argue he's more well-known than Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo, that is their Magic and Bird, if you will, their LeBron versus Curry type of rivalry over with soccer in the soccer world, you name it, Detroit versus MJ, you know what I mean? Just that type of level. Messi himself, like I said yesterday, he is on a Mount Rushmore of like the most famous people in the world, with like, just in terms of entertainment, we're talking with Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Steph Curry, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, like people like that. He is in the top 10 of most famous people, okay? Tiger Woods, like people like that, okay? It was so cool to see someone of his age, and a friend of mine said this morning, you know who you are. He probably doesn't want me saying his name, but, you know, he knows who he is. He watches. He told me, he said, it's really cool to see someone like who has the star power of Messi to go out there at his age and get, he's trying to recover from, he's trying to recover from an injury. that he had prior to the World Cup back when, because he plays for Miami for the MLS. He goes out there and scores a goal, penalty kick, like within, I don't know, three or four minutes. Yeah.
It was less than that. It was like literally a minute of game time. Like he came in and immediately had like beautiful pass up to a player. Like, I mean, perfect pass. Goalie trips the dude. Messi gets to take the penalty, scored. I was like, that's why he's the GOAT. That's literally why he's the greatest of all time.
And when I tell you, and like there's been insane crowd pops, like the miracle in Jordan Hare, like the kick six, Cam's Heisman run. Okay. You name it, there have been numerous crowd pops in Jordan Hare Stadium. This is not, I'm not trying to discount what's happened in the past. But when he scored that goal yesterday, the broadcast I know didn't do it justice if you were there, but it sounded so loud when he scored that goal. It was because the anticipation of him getting in, like someone that I knew was there too, they said when he got up to stretch to do warm-ups again after half, everyone lost their bananas. They lost their mind. They literally, he was like, the guy right by me was losing his marbles at just seeing him get up in a, you know, purple warm up and start, you know, getting ready. And then when he took off that purple warm up and ran in, everyone was like, oh my God, like just insane.
It was almost at capacity. I mean, there was, I think they said 88,000 people there and an 89,000 something person stadium. So,
yeah.
People showed up and showed out for it, which is impressive. And mad respect to the Auburn fan base and just people from around the country and the world pulling up and coming to Auburn and checking the game out.
Yeah, it was cool to see, too, real quick before we wrap up, when they were doing the Eagle flight. And it wasn't the most animated reaction in the world, which, granted, Messi has seen it all. Okay, he has been in this world playing a game in, you know, Auburn, Alabama is probably not a whole big deal to him. But whenever the Eagle was flying, he kind of looked up with his teammates at the Jumbotron and kind of looked around and was like, wow. Like, you could, like, kind of read his lips. He was like, wow. That's really cool to see someone that influential in the sports world, whether you're a soccer fan or not. That's really cool to see. And I put out a tweet yesterday. And let me pull it up real quick. Because it was, to me, very, very true, I guess you could say. In terms of just the weight of the event. Of course, I can't find it. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. I have it here somewhere. My God, I literally posted it last night. Let's see. Hold on. Sorry. Here we go. All right. I'm really glad Auburn got to host an event like this. Great for the university, great for the city, great for the brand. Plus, seeing a packed-out stadium makes me want football season to start back as soon as possible.
That's facts, dude. Seeing Jordan Hare full, I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, like, seeing it packed out in June, just I got the itch. I was like, I need football season yesterday. And, two, to mention, before I forget, Byron Brown was there. Former Kickers Daniel Carlson was there. Anders Carlson was there. Shout out Anders Carlson, everybody. Yeah, Tahad was there. Like, it was a good mixture of people from Auburn, and you had, you know, some local, you know, celebrities there as well. And then, you know, just I'm sure everyone that's listening had either a friend or a family member there present at the game. It was really cool. I'm glad Auburn got on a national stage like that. We were on ESPN primetime, guys. But you that's, you know, obviously the SEC, Auburn gets some primetime slots during the fall.
I would say, during the fall, we are on SEC a couple times.
But it's really cool that outside of football season, Auburn got some brand recognition and some brand boosting last night.
This was more than just a
global.
It was global. It was not just a U.S. thing. Like, so, yeah, it was cool to just put Auburn on a global stage.
Yeah, but with that being said, that's all I got today. Graham, you got anything?
That's it.
Well, if you like what you're watching and listening to, please follow and subscribe to The Barn. We are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. Check out other shows like the one you're listening and watching now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Bun Podcast, Village Vice, The Basketball Show, The Baseball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Please check out all of those great shows and turn on your notifications so you don't miss anything from us. And don't forget to hit that like button as well. And if you haven't already on YouTube, please subscribe. We'd love to have you. Barncast are the spot during football season for sure. So you don't want to miss out on that. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and follow, subscribe to The Barn if you don't want to miss anything related to Auburn sports. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Thank you for watching today's episode of The Barn Social Hour. We will see you next time. As always, War Damn, have a great rest of your night.
See you.